Hello and welcome to another Lions Roar podcast. My name's David Kendra and this week we'll have highlights from the Lions' trip to the Moss Rose last Saturday, reports from the Vixens and the Academy, and Tom Feeney chats to the two new faces that have arrived at Nethermoor this week, Derek Asamoah and Kevin Hurst. First off though, we'll start with Adam Lockwood's men searching for their first away win of the season and their first away win since February last year. Commentary from myself and Colin Robertson.
They had a long spell there, and they're growing now into the game after Geise had a bright start. The ball forward now, here to Perel, down the left-hand side, up against Elliot Green. Perel, showing some trickery, gets the ball in the box, Holroyd's clear, heads over, inside the six-yard box, claims a corner rather optimistically, but Holroyd really doing all he can to save his blushes, because that was a superb delivery from Omri Perel. And Chris Holroyd was clear inside the six-yard box, manages to scoop the ball over the bar, with a header that really should have tested Johnny Maxted. Well, they've got away with one occasion. And now there's a mix-up between Lowe and Hatfield, and a chance now on this right-hand side for Hancocks to test the Geise defence. So it's again a good ball in from Hancocks, and headed over again from Holroyd, this time on the edge of the six-yard box. How he managed to find so much space. The inquest in the Geise defence will have to begin. But it was a good move there by Hancocks after a slip between Hatfield and Lowe. He curled the ball in with his left foot from the edge of the penalty area, and there was Holroyd in good position, but unfortunately for Macclesfield and fortunately for us, unable to execute it well enough and has headed over. So, Geise press again. This time Asamoah on the edge of the 18-yard box. He's got the ball. He tries to play a little reverse pass into the path of Cassidy. He can't, but he does earn Geise a penalty. There's a late challenge there on Veselowski. As he went into the box, a clumsy one from McComb, and Geise have a penalty. Well, it came from nothing, really.
Really good work from Asamoah on the edge of the box there. He gets a little bit of luck. Gets a second bite at the cherry. Tries to feed Veselovsky. Defender comes racing across, and Veselovsky just waits for the challenge and wins his team a penalty. I mean, it's completely against the run of play. Is that Michael Rankin about to take a penalty?
Yep, there's no Walton, who, of course, missed one last week against Nuneaton. And Rankin is going to be the one who will take this up against Scott Flinders. Can he give Geise the lead?
Come on, Ranks.
In this game, after the Lions have been pressed back for much of it. Michael Rankin, a chance from the spot on 29 minutes up against Flinders. Rankin shoots, and it's there! And the Lions lead. Michael Rankin from the spot has given Geise the advantage. And it's now Macclesfield 0, Geise 1.
Oh, breathe. Breathe out. It couldn't be more against the run of play as well. They've absolutely hammered us for most of this first half. But, you know, just a moment in the box, a miscalculation there by McComb. Gifts us an opportunity, and Rankin hits that hard and low and below the keeper.
And it's a ball here on the halfway line that Geise have with McComb. Macclesfield have with McComb. And
is it because we've scored away from home?
I know. I don't know what to do. Last time we won away from home, we were talking about this, was February 2016 against Woking in the league. Of course, we won in the trophy at Chorley, but not in the league since Woking. But it's a bit too early to contemplate that. Holroyd's just taken advantage of a lawless tip. He's into the box. Equaliser for Macclesfield. And an absolute gift. An error from Lawler. Connor Brown thumps the ground in frustration. Jake Lawler looks at the ground, robbed by Chris Holroyd in such a simple position. Geise have been the undoing of their own fortune once again. Just a minute after taking the lead, Holroyd gets an equaliser, and it's a gift from Geise. Geise now on the front foot here with Cassidy. Plays it out to the left-hand side. Finds Asamoah. Goes in towards the edge of the penalty area on the left-hand side. Asamoah still running. Gets a shot away! Just saved by the goalkeeper, and gets down well low to push it away to his left. Flinders reacting very swiftly to a super shot and a super bit of skill from Derek Asamoah. and that's how it stayed until the break. Macclesfield Town 1, Guiseley 1. Now Guiseley come forward here with Asamoah, who's been a real live wire in the first half when he's got on the ball, and he's on the ball now, and he crosses up towards the back post. Jake Cassidy goes for it. Flinders spills it. There's a chance here for Hartfield. He goes down under the challenge of Flinders. Penalty again to Guiseley in the early stages of the second half. The Lions have a second spot kick after Will Hartfield was brought down by Flinders after he spilled across from Asamoah, and guys, you have a chance to go in front again.
Well, this is extraordinary, but I tell you what, a lovely bit of skill from Derek Asamoah down the left-hand side to get away from the defender and get that ball in the first place. Flinders has to come out for it under pressure from Jake Cassidy, and from then, Will Hartfield just making a nuisance of himself, and Flinders launches himself at him. Rankin's going to take this penalty again, and I think the ref's going to book Scott Flinders as well.
I think it might have been a booking for the way he threw the ball away, but the referee booking Scott Flinders, the Macclesfield goalkeeper. Rankin stands over it. The booking actually probably won't help Michael Rankin, but he stands on the edge of the 18-yard box. He'll take a run-up for this one. He scored one. Can he get a second? A second spot kick now for the Lions. 1-1 at the moment. Michael Rankin with a chance to give Guiseley the lead. He strikes it safe by the goalkeeper, follows it up into the back of the net. And Guiseley get the rub of the green eventually. And after Rankin's penalty was saved by Scott Flinders, it bounced straight back to the Guiseley striker, and he has buried it. It is Macclesfield 1, Guiseley 2. So we haven't won one away yet this season. This time it goes back into the penalty area. Rankin's chasing it, trying to close down McComb, who has to hold firm. Rankin really a threat and causing problems now for Macclesfield. The ball back into the box. Rankin chests it down. Drilled in towards goal by Asamoah. But this time past the left upright and behind for a goal kick. But again, that combination working well. And Derek Asamoah almost capitalising on the chest down from Michael Rankin. What would have been a debut goal for the new Lion. Guys, he now have to defend because Dudley's just poked one over the top. He's found Holroyd between the two defenders. Elliot Green tries to block the shot. Good save comes in from Maxted at an angle. Holroyd took a dive, but Maxted managed to get enough of a block on the ball, and Green did well actually to narrow the shot that he had, and it's gone behind for a Macclesfield corner.
Right in between the two defenders there, Holroyd, ball over the top, perfectly timed run. And actually, I think Elliot Green recovered very well to push Holroyd just out to the right just a little bit, just narrow the angle a bit to give Johnny Maxted the best chance of making a save.
The Siltman throw it up to the halfway line, looking for Reece Brown, headed away by Adam Boys, who actually finds Asamoah, who's on the ball. He can't twist and spin past one, but he actually manages to get the rub of the green and get the ball up towards the edge of the D. Rankin battling hard. Will Hartfield robs the defender on the edge of the D. Gives it to Asamoah. Asamoah surely fouled. Gets a free kick right on the edge of the 18-yard box. Michael Rankin's got a five-man wall to beat and the goalkeeper, and he is looking like he's lining up to shoot. He does. He drills it in towards the goal. It's just over behind for a goal kick. And there goes the whistle! And there goes the final whistle, February 2016. That was the last time the Lions won on the road. That time at Woking. This time it's an important 3 points for Guiseley, and it's been hard fought, and we have had to hold on to it. But two goals from Michael Rankin have given Guiseley the 3 points today. Michael Rankin's penalty on 29, quickly cut out by Chris Holroyd, who scored with seconds after the initial goal. But in the second half, guys, he got off to the perfect start. Rankin got a penalty. His shot was saved, but he was there with the rebound to blast the hole into the back of the net. And Guiseley have held on against plenty of Macclesfield pressure. There was some good saves from Johnny Maxted, but great discipline as well from the Lions, who have earned a vital, vital 3 points given the results elsewhere. It has finished here. Macclesfield 1, Guiseley 2.
Joined by Adam Lockwood after the fine 2-1 win at Macclesfield. Adam, I'll start with the obvious. It's been a long time coming. February 2016, the last time we won away at home. That was a great, solid performance today. You must be delighted.
Yeah, obviously a good side, Macclesfield. Look at the record over the last month. And we all know how difficult that is at this level to do what we've been doing. Ultimately, I've got my confidence in, you know, I said when I first took over, and I knew obviously we've made additions to the squad, and I want to make the squad stronger all the time. And I've got confidence whoever we play in this league, not taking anything away from Macclesfield. I think they're a good side. They cause you a lot of problems, move you about, and you know, sometimes at this level players panic, and when they're getting moved about, and I asked my lads at half time, you know, to stay relaxed, keep focused, and you learn, you know, you have to work extremely hard, and they made us work extremely hard today, and I'm just so proud of the guys, obviously for the club to put that hoodoo to bed a little bit, because you know, when I look at some of the performances, some of the things have been taken out of his hands over the last sort of couple of months, where we've been really hard done by. I don't know, you could look today, you know, we got awarded two penalties, but we've had our fair share of bad luck and bad decisions and things like that, but I don't know, I'll have to have a look, see, they look pretty clear to me, but first and foremost, the passion and the spirit that we had amongst, there was some frustration, especially first half, and I asked them to regroup at half time and think about what they're doing rather than getting caught up in, you know, in the headlights, and they came out and different performance second half for me, not just the way we sort of played, but in terms of the spirit and you know, keeping the minds calm, and so yeah, really pleasing.
Two goals for Michael Rankin, which was great, but also a debut for Derek Asamoah. It was a real impressive debut. Where did you pick him out of?
I've known of Derek a long time. Obviously, he's very experienced and been about. It's been a tough couple of weeks, non-stop on the phone, and like I said, I'm looking to improve the club in different ways. I can't speak highly enough of the club for the backing that they're giving me in terms of forward thinking and trying to change things at the club, and you know, I want to do things the right way, and they're backing me all the way with that, and then obviously with recruitment, pick my targets, and it's, you know, speaking to players now, non-stop on the phone, like I said, long days, but yeah, he's come and put a very accomplished performance, and I don't think he gave the ball away very much, and at times when we really needed him to take control, he did do, and also he just gives us that little bit of something different to what we've already got, and like I said, if I can strengthen the squad, I will do, and I'm sure that Derek will be a good addition.
And although it was a great result for us, results elsewhere didn't exactly go our way. It just goes to show what a battle we have on our hands, haven't we, at this juncture of the season.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, Macclesfield, it's fantastic form they've been in, and they deserve a lot of credit for that, because we all know how difficult it is to put runs of games together, and for me it's about us, and we concentrate on us, and we were poor, you know, not just in terms of ability, but when I took over and just things that were happening, and you know, it's taken time to put sort of right, and I feel like we're getting there a little bit on a lot of things that I'm trying to put in place, and like I said, we're growing into it now, and I'd like us, I think we've got a lot more left in us, and I think, you know, we can keep improving, and hopefully we will do, and we'll work tirelessly to improve and be better, because I think we can be a lot better than what we actually are.
Thank you, Adam.
Adam talking to Colin there after the Lions won away for the first time this season in the league. For a short while, Guiseley were out of the relegation zone, but a win for Maidstone leaves them a point short of safety for now. Wins also for York and North Ferriby mean the chasing pack are still close to the Lions. The good news is that we now have the best current record of any of our rivals, and with this week's additions, the future does look bright. One man who impressed for Guiseley on Saturday had almost joined a club in the Korean League on Friday, but instead chose the far more salubrious surroundings of Nethermore. Derek Asamoah chatted to Guiseley Radio's Tom Feeney.
Well, Derek, first of all, congratulations on the move to Guiseley. Just explain how it all came about.
I got told about it by the assistant manager at Carlisle United, and they said that guys got interested in you. What do you think about a move there? That's basically how it came about.
And obviously, you've already had your debut. How much did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it immensely, especially after we managed to get the win. So that made it, that made my debut that much better. So it was a really good feeling.
And looking at the partnership with you and Michael Rankin, obviously one game in, but do you feel that there is a chance for you to create them partnerships as the season progresses?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, as long as I try and get as close to him as possible, you know, he's very physical and defenders don't like playing against him. So defenders that are never in control of the ball, and there's always, like, when he's batting, there's always loose balls around him. So if you're lively and if you're on the front foot, you can always, there's always this chance you can nick a ball off him, or you can nick a flick on, or you can, you know, start gelling by playing more with each other. So it's interesting, and I look forward to creating a better understanding as the season goes on.
Looking at joining the side, Lions are on a decent run of form over the last few weeks, some pretty impressive wins, including one against Lincoln. Did you feel that the atmosphere in the dressing room was one of a team, you know, that are on the up and trying to get out of the relegation places?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone, you know, you wouldn't think that they're where they are because the atmosphere, and the guys are very lively and bubbly, because I'm sure because they know what's in the changing room, and it's only a matter of time before, you know what I mean, everything starts falling and everything starts going our way. So the atmosphere in the dressing room didn't suggest that there was a team that are where they are, but like I said, it's just a feat that sort of feeling. You know, so it was good atmosphere to be involved in.
And looking at your new teammates, how many do you know before joining the club?
I knew Connor because we played at Carlisle together. I don't think I knew any of the other lads, but they've made me feel very welcome, and I feel like I've been there longer than a couple of days. So, yeah.
And I mean, looking at leaving Carlisle, how difficult a decision was that? Because I've read the quotes from Keith Curley. It felt like it was just one of them where you just wanted to be playing.
Yeah. It was a really hard decision for me to make. And, you know, I want to be playing games. Every player want to be involved in games. And it was really hard. It was really hard getting the minutes at Carlisle. So the best thing to do is to go elsewhere and get games. I mean, I'm not the type of player to just sit on a bench and collect a wage. I want to be out there on the field. I want to be involved with the, you know, and obviously that's the decision I made, and that's the decision me and the club came to. But to get more playing time, I need to look elsewhere.
And when you look at the run that Carlisle are on, do you feel that they will gain promotion this season? Because it seems like it's really going well for them.
Yeah, they're doing exceptionally well. The lads there are great. The players, everyone there, the management, you know, everyone there are great. And I hope they do get promotion, because the lads deserve it. They work really hard. And to get where they are hasn't been an easy ride. So they deserve to be where they are, and I hope that they get the promotion at the end of the season.
And looking at your time at other clubs as well, I know that you've had a spell in Scotland at Hamilton. How was that?
It was different. You know, that's the first time I played that far up north. It was different culture, but it's amazing being involved in the SPL, you know. I actually made my debut against Celtic, so I set apart, so it's really, amazing. Amazing to be involved with that league. I had a good time there.
And having four caps for Ghana as well. I mean, it's not bad, is it, to be gaining international caps?
Definitely. It's not bad to even get called up for your country, but to make four appearances for your country and to also score a goal for your country is absolutely an amazing feeling. It's something I'll never, ever forget. And I didn't think in a million years that I'll be representing my country, but you know, hard work and dedication, you know, doors open, and I'm happy that those doors opened for me and I was able to experience playing some of the best players in the world at the time.
And you look at the goal that you scored for your country, it was a very dramatic winner, wasn't it, which would have made it even more special.
Yeah, definitely. It was an unusual goal for me as well. It was a corner and I managed to outjump everyone and head it in. So it was really pleasing to score the winner. And it's a feeling you can't describe. Even just playing alone, it's a great feeling. But to actually score the winner and give your whole country a lift, and you know, it's just for me and my family and everyone was in the crowd. It was just an amazing day, amazing feeling for me then.
And just looking finally at Geisley and the aims for yourself towards the end of the season, have you got any right now? How far do you think this club can go?
You know, for football, I've been out of England for quite a while, like maybe 8 or 9 years. When I came back to England, there was teams in a football league that I hadn't even really heard of, in like League One, League Two, when I left. So it's just a matter of how ambitious the club is, and you know, anything's possible in football. So it's how high we set our sight and how high guys we set their sight, and working hard to achieve those targets. So anything's possible, and we just have to get through this season and then start building for the future.
Another player arriving at Nethermoor this week is Mansfield's attacking midfielder Kevin Hurst. He's signed on loan until the end of the season and is looking to make an immediate impact. Tom Feeney caught up with him.
Well, first of all, the move all confirmed and now joining from Mansfield Town on loan until the end of the season. Just how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I feel good. Obviously, I needed to get some games as my opportunities at Mansfield have been few and far between of recent weeks. So it's just good to get out and get some potential games under my belt.
Steve Evans has commented and said that he felt that Geisley were the team that really went for you. Adam Lockwood showing that desire to get you. How much did that mean to you in making the decision?
Yeah, obviously, you know, when I've spoken with Adam, and he's a young manager who knows what he wants, and you know, it made my decision easy because he did express his interest straight away, and you know, after speaking to him, then I knew that I wanted to join the club and help the club.
And looking at the challenge, just how much do you know about Geisley?
Yeah, no, obviously I've been looking. Obviously the last few results have been good, and I think you're top three in the form guide of late, so it's promising. And obviously I've been looking at the fixtures coming up. So from what Adam says, it's the games that are winnable, and you know, we can push on and progress with the team. So it's I'm looking forward to it.
And looking at the teammates, how many of them do you know already?
Yeah, I know a few. I know I used to play with Marcus Williams at Scunthorpe. I know Ranks fairly well. I've got friends with Connor Brown as well. So I'm just looking forward to meeting them all and getting settled in.
And looking at the side, obviously, like you said, they're doing really well at the moment, climbing the table, nearly out the relegation places. So you know that you're joining a side with momentum.
Yeah, definitely, and that's important, you know, especially when you are down there, you need to pick up some form and some momentum, and that's exactly what guys have done at present. So I'm really looking forward to adding to that and to obviously getting out of the relegation zone and pushing up the league.
And for those that haven't seen you play, just how would you describe your style?
I'm a winger who likes to get crosses in the box and also play centre midfield, and you know, I just enjoy creating goals and hopefully scoring a few. So I like to work hard as well. So I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
And looking at your spell at Southend, I'm picking that one out because a lot of Southend fans have commented since the news came out that you've joined. I mean, that must be a club that's close to your heart with the messages that you've received.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've spent four really good years down there, and you know, really had some good times, and with the fans were great with me down there. So I really enjoyed my time down there, and I thank them all for the messages. And you know, I'm just looking forward to coming to Guiseley now and working there.
And of course, you're a Yorkshire lad. You know, you were at Sheffield United the early part of your career. Oh, are you mate? Right. Well, we can move it up a little bit. So just how important is it to be back in this area? Obviously, I know Mansfield as well in the area, but, you know, when you're at teams like Southend, obviously quite a bit away from home.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, me and my family were settled down there for a number of years, and it was only when my little girl went to school that we wanted to get her back up here. So we, my wife and children moved back up, so I just wanted to get back home closer to them, obviously. But, you know, it's, geographically, it's in a great position for me. We used to live in Leeds, and my wife used to live in Leeds as well. So it's we know the area quite well, which is obviously it's not too far from Guiseley. So yeah, it's nice to be back up north and enjoying time.
And when you look at the fixtures that are coming up, the first one, there's a bit of a break, which means you can actually get a couple of training sessions done. And how important do you think that'll be to get to know your new teammates before the first game?
Yeah, it's really important to obviously settle in and get to know the style of play, how the gaffer wants to play, and you know, obviously make connections with the boys and see how they play. So the fact that I'll have a few sessions with them before the first game. So I'm looking forward to meeting them all.
And just finally, when you look at the, you know, going to the likes of Wrexham, obviously there's some big grounds to go to in the National League. That must be something you look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the National League's a good league, and like you said, there's some good clubs in there and some good stadiums to play at. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to getting some games under my belt and helping in guys progress through the league.
So as two players arrive, one leaves, as club legend Ollie Johnson rejoined his former manager Mark Bower at Bradford Park Avenue. Ollie had previously been on loan at the Horsfall Stadium earlier in the season and has struggled to maintain a first-team place this year. We here at Guiseley Radio and the club wish Ollie all the best. Guiseley Vixens were in County Cup action against Leeds Ladies at the weekend after a long break. Christmas and postponements had meant this local derby was the first-team game of 2017. Oliver Coulthas reports.
The West Riding County Cup semi-finals await Guiseley Vixens after Sarah Danby's goals earned them a hard-fought 2-1 win at Leeds Ladies. The Vixens were 2-0 up at half-time, with Danby giving them the lead on 12 minutes, coolly tucking away 1-on-1. And the strikers' second came from the penalty spot close to half-time, after Elizabeth White was fouled in the box, and Danby easily beat the standing keeper Eden Pedersen, who would replace the injured Amy Routledge shortly after the Vixens' opener. The second half saw Keegan Lambert brought on early on to make her first Vixens' appearance since October. However, it was Leeds who made the decisive move, after a superb effort from Helen Wagstaff had Vixens' keeper Beth Seesman well beaten, bringing the home side right back into the tie. And the Vixens were forced to defend for much of the second half, as Simona Petkova almost levelled twice through a shot that cannoned back off the post and a one-on-one that was expertly saved by Seesman. The Vixens weathered the storm, however, and almost nicked a late goal, when some indecisive Leeds defending looked to give Keegan Lambert a chance to score, but the returning player could not take advantage. In the end, it was a gritty win for the Vixens, who ensured that their return to action after a long break ended in a victory against their fierce city rivals. 2-1, the final score.
Vixens return to Nethermoor on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. with Chorley, the opponents. Free entry for season ticket holders and children, just £3 in for everyone else. We hope to see you there. Two goals for Luke Baldwin saw the academy stroll past Gateshead earlier this week. Scott Smith and Nathan Banton adding to the rout. The win means the academy now sit atop the Under-19s Youth Alliance League, 1 point clear of closest rivals Halifax. And that's the news and views. There'll be another podcast in 2 weeks, as the Lions don't play this weekend after Sutton United, who would have been visiting Nethermoor, got themselves through to the fourth round of the FA Cup, where they take on some team called Leeds. Guiseley Radio returns on the 4th of February, covering Guiseley's next game at the Wrexham's Racecourse Ground. We'll be on air at mixlr.com/Guiseley Radio from 2:45. Don't forget, you're always welcome to email us at radio@guiseleyafc.co.uk, or you can tweet us at Guiseley Radio with your thoughts and opinions and abuse. Thanks for downloading. We'll see you in a fortnight. In the meantime, we'll leave you with a couple of Ollie Johnson's finest moments in a Guiseley shirt. Have a good week.
Ollie Johnson is making his return. Frank Sinclair. Blocked by Ollie Johnson. Great first touch from Ollie Johnson. Goes towards the goal. He gets into the penalty area. Goes to the angle. Takes a shot. Into the top right-hand corner. And what an introduction for Ollie Johnson.
Well, welcome back, Ollie. We're pleased to see you.
As Ollie Johnson now gets the edge of the ball. Yes! And Ollie Johnson finds the bottom corner. And Ollie Johnson danced his way beyond a couple of red shirts. And then puts it coolly with his right foot into the near post corner.
He's back. OJ's back.
He danced wonderfully, didn't he? Beyond
oh,
the
couple it was balletic.
Ollie Johnson skips through. Ollie Johnson! Guiseley are back in it. Ollie Johnson beat what looked like a Ferriby offside trap. And he just skipped beyond them. Got himself one-on-one. And tucks it into the right-hand side of the net.
Now there's a header on. Ollie Johnson cleaves through a goal. One-on-one with the keeper. Tries to lob the keeper. He yeah! can't be kept out. Ollie Johnson gives Guiseley the lead.
Get in there.